and welcome to the Security Podcasts, where we sit down with security leaders to talk about all aspects of security. I'm Maggie, editor of Security Magazine, and today I'm here with JD Hansen, Chief Information Security Officer and Chief Information Officer at Code 42. Welcome, JD.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to have you here. So I always like to start out with hearing about your journey in security thus far. Tell me about the trajectory of your career so far.
Yeah, my interest in security and technology started at a very young age. I actually worked for the coordinator of my high school doing whatever he needed done from a technology standpoint. And so one of the things that we did was we bought all of our different computer parts for our school's computer lab. And one of my jobs was to assemble these computers and get them running in our computer lab. And what I learned through that just small position was just I had a really deep interest in technology and the way technology worked. And so from there, as I went to college, I stayed close to the technology field. I learned more and more about security. I started my career doing pen testing for Deloitte. This is at a time when pen testing was a thing that people just didn't really even understand. Security was kind of a new and growing field, and everybody was learning kind of what security was. From Deloitte, I moved over to Target Corporation, and I spent 8 years within the security team at Target Corporation, which allowed me to kind of move around and have a lot of different roles within the security team at Target. From Target, I came over to Code 42. I've been at Code 42 now for the last 5 years. When I started at Code 42, we had a very small security team. And what I've done over the past 5 years is really grown the security team, matured a lot of our security practices, and then about 2 years ago, I took on the CIO role as well. And so I'm learning and growing that team currently as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. And somehow during this time, you've found time to co-author a book, Inside Jobs, Why Insider Risk is the Biggest Cyber Threat You Can't Ignore. Let's talk about why insider risk should be top of mind for every security leader.
Yeah. So first off, writing a book is really challenging and time consuming. It is a labor of love for sure. But we had a lot of really interesting points of view that we wanted to get out to the security market. I think a lot of us as practitioners have tried to address this data loss problem and this data loss challenge in different ways in the past. And we wanted to offer kind of a new perspective of how do you address data loss when it comes from an insider within the company. And so that's what the whole concept of the book is about. It is about looking at this data loss problem from insiders in a very different way. And what I mean by that more specifically is, in the past, I think we've tried to address this problem by thinking of our employees as malicious people in our company. We have tried to address this problem by focusing on, you know, one little tiny piece of data, and all of that has kind of fallen down for us. And so in the book, we outline a different way to do it. We want to assume positive intent, knowing that we absolutely have malicious actors here and there throughout our careers. But most of the people that work for us in our companies are really just trying to do their jobs. And so what our approach as in terms of addressing the insider risk problem is about education and it's about visibility. It's not necessarily trying to give you visibility to one little tiny piece of data, but it's giving you visibility to everything going on across your organization so that you know what areas you need to go back and educate your workforce on a different way to handle your most important company data. I think in a lot of cases, companies are really struggling with this and they're not necessarily seeing all the news stories about this because companies would be telling news stories about employees that they have hired. And so many of these cases that we hear about from our customers and from the people that we work with are kept pretty quiet, but this is an issue that is absolutely happening in organizations, you know, around the world, and security teams really have the power to address it and to understand what their risk exposure is and really do something about it, because the ramifications of companies losing, you know, their most important data can be really, really impactful for an organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And it affects all organizations of any size, no matter what industry sector, for sure. One of the ways I think that you combat this or look at the insider risk problem, JD, is taking a security first culture. Tell me what that means.
Yeah, the security first culture, what that really means is it's a culture where security needs are thought of first. It's an organization of individuals that really stops to think about security aspects of what they're doing. It's a culture where security is truly everyone's responsibility. You hear that phrase thrown out, security is everyone's responsibility. A security first culture really demonstrates that. It's that employee that stops to think before he or she clicks on a link. It's that development team that might pause to ask security for guidance on a security aspect of a feature or control. And it really is just that collective group of people that constantly have security first in their minds.
And as a CISO, and also, I mean, this transcends to physical security leaders to the CSOs, how can security leaders build that security first culture? What are the biggest considerations to start following that?
Yeah, building this type of culture takes a lot of time and effort, and it takes constant work to maintain. So I like to think of it as like the two E's, two C's. And so it is establish, educate, communicate, carry through. And so I'll describe each of those. First, in the establish, one of the things that's really important for a security team is to establish what you want to be known for. So one of the things that we've done at Code 42 is my security team has a brand statement. And the brand statement is, what do we want people to say about us? When we're not there, what do we want people to say about it? And it's establishing what we want to be known for. And so I got my leaders in a room. We talked about what is that? Like, what are the things that we want people saying? We want people saying that we're approachable, we're helpful, we're collaborative, we're transparent. We want to be an organization that looks at a challenge that another part of the organization is facing. And instead of saying, no, you can't do that, we say, here's the best way to do it from a security standpoint. The approachable aspect of our team brand statement is one that's really, really important. You will not get collaboration with the rest of the company if your team itself can't be approachable. Mm-hmm. And when I say be approachable, what I'm really trying to get at is we're not going to shame anyone, and we're not going to make anybody in the company feel inadequate if, you know, something goes wrong, because we know that like mistakes are made. I mean, we're all human too. We make mistakes as well. And so we want to really be approachable and really have people come to us and ask us questions and tell us when maybe they did click on a phishing link. And so that's a really important first step, is just establish what you want to be known for. And make those brand statements really embody that security first culture that you really want in your organization.
Yeah.
The second one, educate. This one is really important too, but employees need to know what they're responsible for. And then you also have to educate on what you're going to be doing and what you're responsible from a security team. So in the employee side, you know, you're educating on from the top down what employees are responsible for from a security standpoint. And when I say top down, I mean, you want your CEO down speaking the same language and carrying out the same messages. One of the fun things we did at Code 42 was one of our very first security videos. We did kind of a Star Wars parody, and we had our CEO dress up as like Obi-Wan Kenobi and like, you know, give the security message. And, you know, our employees loved it, and it was relevant and, you know, relatable and fun and engaging. And that's the type of education that you absolutely need for it to just really sink in across your company. And, you know, it shows a level of approachability. Like, we're not going to take ourselves too seriously. We know bad stuff happens. And so let's make this a little bit more fun. On the security team side, underneath the education bucket, it's really important for you as a security team to educate your employees around how your security team is going to act. How are you going to be transparent about the risks, and expect the same in return from your employees? For us at Code42, you know, we use our own software, mm-hmm. and, you know, we see a lot of data movement with our Code42 software. And yeah. when we see that, we follow up in a very transparent manner. We don't escalate up to, you know, our chief people officer or anything like that. We do the follow-up. The analyst does the follow-up one-on-one. They ask questions. They assume positive intent.
Yeah.
They seek to understand before assuming the worst. And so, you know, we tell our employees that. We educate them on how we as security are going to act when we have certain situations come up.
Yeah,
I think the establish and the educate are the two starting out kind of points as part of building that security first culture. The next two, communicate and carry through. The communicate, you know, pretty straightforward, but it is, I mean, you sort of have to think about like every single touch point you can have throughout the organization. You need to communicate your message and communicate it again and again and again. And so starting from that CEO down, when can you get him or her speaking about security? We start with onboarding. We have somebody from security in that onboarding session to lay the groundwork for how employees can best work with the security team. Where do they go for assistance? Where do they go if they have questions? How do they actually share data at the company? We do regular all company Slack posts and emails. We have a department security Slack channel to make sure that we're sharing all the security news, but employees get very busy in their jobs. We all do. And if we don't keep the communication relevant and constant, people lose sight of some of the security aspects of their responsibility and their job. So I think the communicate one is really a key aspect of security first culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then the last one, I mean, again, pretty straightforward, but carry through. So a lot of the things that we're doing is we are rewarding employees for really great security work. We, when we were in the office, we handed out like a little security ninja award to people, you know, that we're doing really great security work. And so it's a very visible thing. We also created what we call the Security Ninja Program. And so people could go through and get different colored ninja belts based on their education journey in that particular belt. So if I complete a certain education course and a test, I get a green belt. And then if I do read an article and meet with the security team and share a bug, I get a yellow belt. And each of the belts were, when we were in the office, they were our color badges for getting in and out of the building, which is a really great, you know, interesting way to, why does that person have a yellow belt? Or, you know, it created a little bit of buzz and interest and, you know, just curiosity around security in the organization. We've since moved that to Slack. And so you have like little Slack emojis that highlight the color of your ninja belt and things like that. But it's a great way to just continue to carry forward that security culture throughout your organization, and just make people constantly aware of what your company is about and the importance of security in it.
Oh, that's fantastic. These are great insights. That's all the time we have today. Thanks for joining us, JD.
Thank you so much, Maggie. Great to be here.
Thanks for listening to the Security Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or listen to our podcast directly from our site at securitymagazine.com.